best way to attack Triceratops is with a long-barreled 75mm anytank gun.
Triceratops protects itself with a bony shield called a frill. It can fend off an attacker with a pair of 1-meter-long swords.
You've got to crush it. The only way to deal with this huge, curved, cantilevered, composite armor is a crushing blow with multiple teeth.
But defeating a Triceratops takes more than just teeth. It also requires power. Triceratops' most dangerous weapons are mounted on a skull that can swivel 360 degrees.
Triceratops would want to keep that horns and the frill pointed right at T-Rex.
For a T-Rex, the key to defeating a Triceratops is its huge jaws, driven by two sets of powerful muscles. The first runs from the top of the skull down to the bottom of the jaw. These muscles give this carnivore's bite its spear. The second set are muscles which make up almost 50% of the muscles in the head and wrap around the lower jaw, tying it to the roof of the mouth. They give T-Rex's bite its 3 tons of force, twice the biting power of a great white shark. And not only that, just like a python, T-Rex can dislocate its jaw.
Craniokinesis is basically the ability to swallow things larger than your own head. That's because the skull expands as it opens up. Snakes swallowing whole chicken eggs, a snake head that's much smaller than the egg, and it'll swallow that whole egg. There's not a lawyer in this world that's too fat that his T-Rex couldn't swallow him whole.